Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. What a show. Real talk. Not hyperbole. Not propaganda. Not just trying to get you to keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, Sirius XM Channel 83, or the iHeartRadio app. Real talk. We got the World Series starting tonight, Dodgers Rays. We got plenty of fallout from last night. The Cowboys, woeful, yet still in first place. In the moribund NFC East. So we got tons to talk about, football, baseball. You do keep it locked here. You won't be sorry. We got Foul or Fair with Rod Allen coming up at the bottom of the hour. Also, the never disappointing Parker's power rankings coming up this hour as well. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great on this Trash Talking Tuesday. I already trashed Atlanta's choking teams on Deadspin today.
I told you, Rob, they didn't choke. I told you.
No, they choked. When you're up 3-1, it's a choke job. I get it. The Dodgers are the better team on paper, Chris. But when you only have to win one game, but anyway, they didn't get it done. And so that's where we are. And let's real quick, before we even get started, I want to send out a birthday wish. Happy birthday to Esther, who is one of our biggest fans, Chris. And she's right in Sherman Oaks.
Is she lives in Sherman Oaks. Is that Esther? You saying yes. It like a brother or
no,
Esther?
No. Esther.
Esther. Like, E-S-T-E-R.
Yes. Okay. Esther.
You said yes. Esther. I was trying. Okay.
No,
okay.
Not with an A. I should have said it with an E-R. I'm sorry. Esther is one of our, Aunt Esther.
Right. No, I get
Aunt
it.
Aunt Esther.
Right.
But anyway, she's one of our biggest fans, and it's her birthday today. And she said, be
Does she
nice.
Does she look like Aunt Esther?
No. She looks way better on Instagram. But she said, be nice to Kershaw. And my Dodgers. All right,
well,
Esther, enjoy your birthday.
Yes.
And I owe
Esther.
Her wings because I bet her on the Lakers, and so I owe her wings as well.
You lost a wing bet?
So this
I
is
lost,
a girlfriend.
Yes.
This is a girlfriend.
What are you talking about?
Is that you buried the lead, Rob.
Breaking news.
No, it's a friend.
I thought you just went and looked at women now as they take off their clothes. You're actually dating. Okay.
No, we're not dating.
I'm proud of you, man.
She listens to the radio show.
When's the wedding, Rob?
You got a wing bet, dude. You don't just wing bet with anybody.
Okay, all right.
I mean, seriously, right? You going to meet her for the wing bet, right?
Esther, I didn't understand. I didn't realize a wing bet meant we were dating. I'm sure her husband is probably not happy to hear that.
Is she married?
No, I don't know.
I'm cats out of the bag now.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Oh, well.
All right. Let me introduce the Odd Couple crew. We're getting in trouble here. So
yes.
Let's get into it. Of course, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. On this Teicher Tuesday, let's see what he can cook up on the wheels of steel. We got the super producer, Rob G, in full effect. And on the updates, he's back again, our man Ralph Irvin. Let's get it started, Rob. I know you're hyped. You're going to Dallas for the games, 3, 4, and 5.
Yep, I head to the new ballpark, Globe Life. yep. on Friday, so I will not be on the show Friday, but I am looking forward to it. But game one, yes, is about an hour away. We're ready to go.
All right. What I got the dot. Look, I picked the Dodgers against the Twins to make the World Series. Obviously, the Twinkies bowed out unceremoniously. Early. Yes. But I'm hoping the Dodgers. And, Rob, I got to be honest. I do think this is the year. I feel like it's destined. They've been the best team in baseball, or at least one of the top two for a while, you know, what, the last 7-8 years. And I just feel like now they're going to get it done. I told you, there have been 63 teams, many of them the Yankees overlapping years. They used to go so often back in the day. But 63 teams that have made the World Series 3 times in 4 years. That's a high number, actually. I was shocked that it was that high. But again, it's probably a ton of Yankees. Rob, only 2 of those 63 have never won it in one of those trips. So history's on their side. Look, with all due respect to the Rays, who've had a great year.
And they are exciting. This
postseason.
Is no fluke.
Yes. Yes.
People who think like, oh, how are the Rays there and who's on that team or whatever you want to say about them. And I know they have bad fan support down in Tampa. It's a bad stadium,
yeah,
Chris, indoors.
It really is.
It's just people in Florida. Do you want to go into a drab indoor place to watch baseball? I just don't think so. And
it's
I know
tough.
The weather's hot there.
Yeah, it's tough.
And I know
there.
The humidity in the summer. But anyway, all I'm here to say is that they're a good team. That's all.
No, and the young kid out of nowhere, Randy Arozarena.
He's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I hope he's a future star. I mean, you hope this isn't kind of some fly-by-night, you know, just had a great postseason run. I think he's for real. You never know. But I think he's for real. And what a run for him. But it's going to be a good one. But with all due respect, Rob, to the Rays, let's keep it real. The Dodgers, at least on paper, they're the better team.
No, they have the best team. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah. All right. They got what? How many MVP candidates? 3? Seager, Bellinger, and Betts, right? Year by year, they're going to be MVP candidates.
And they added Betts this year, remember, signed him to a contract for a gazillion dollars. So they have everything they need. They got pitching. Remember, David Price was supposed to be on this team. He opted out because of the COVID,
right,
Chris.
Right.
So they're loaded on paper. The only thing working against them is their history, which is not very good, which is horrid when you talk about the postseason. And when you think about that this team has now been to the World Series 3 out of 4 years, had won the West 8 straight years, the NL West. And this is even worse, Chris. That an organization like the Dodgers with all the resources, what a great fan base, all the other stuff going for it, they haven't won a World Series since 1988, which is mind-boggling, but that's where we are since 1988.
I'll say this, though, as far as, you know, you mentioned the resources, the money, so on, its fan base, all that. They've been for basically the last decade, Rob, right there. And then even, you know, early 2000s, I mean, you know, what they make the playoffs 4 or 5 times in that decade. You know, so they've been good. I get what you're saying since 1988. But in baseball, man, it's strange. You know what I'm saying? Look at the Yankees. They've been a really good team since 2009, right? But haven't yet won a World Series. So I think when you talk about the resources, the money, the fan base, they've done what they can. It's just a matter of your players getting it done on the field, you getting some of the lucky breaks, not slumping at the wrong time. And let's keep it real, Rob. Clayton Kershaw, we all know, but he hasn't delivered. Who would have thought that the best pitcher of the generation, some people, Rob, say this is the best pitcher regular season of the last 50, 60 years.
Well, let's say
and
this.
There's a case to be made regular season.
I want to give you his numbers. 2 numbers you need to know. His ERA of 2.44 regular season is the best ERA in the live ball era, Chris, in baseball.
That's crazy.
He has the best whip of any pitcher as well in the live ball era who has pitched over 1,000. We're talking about starters.
Right.
Who have pitched over 1,000 innings. So nobody has been better with ERA and WHIP than Clayton Kershaw, right, since the live ball era. So that tells you about how good he is and how special he is. But his ERA jumps up almost 2 full runs come postseason time, come the big stage, come the bright lights. So that's why, to me, and I did write this column today for a Deadspin, this is it, Chris. He's either finally a champion or he's going to cement himself as a choker. And people will not be able to look at him and think of him in that vein like the greatest pitcher of our generation, because as great as doing things are during the regular season, you know this. And I say it all the time, we joke about it, about sports having a short menu, and it is about wins and losses at the most opportune clutch time. That's what people remember. They do remember that. Whether that's fair or not, Chris, is what people
I'm gonna name you. I'm gonna give you a name, and I don't know that he's quite the Clayton Kershaw of his sport, because he's certainly not the best player of the generation. But James Harden, right? We all know he's great. We all know he's going to the Hall of Fame right away as soon as he's done playing, you know, as soon as he's eligible. But, you know, with the fact that he hadn't gotten it done in the postseason as far as getting to a finals, winning it, is there's a limit, right? There's a ceiling on how high he can go until he wins championships. And same with Kershaw. You're right. I mean, anytime you want to say he's the best player of his generation, at least at this point, there's that yeah, but. There's that but in the playoffs, he was, you know, there's always going to be that. And I'll tell you right, look, 11-12 is what he is in the playoffs. Here's the thing, though. He can. It seems crazy because he's so deep into his career, and obviously, he's got a big sample size. This isn't just 3 years in the postseason.
And tonight,
this is the full season, right? A full season, regular season of playoff games he's played. And I think, Rob, he actually could erase all of that if he comes out and has a stellar series and the Dodgers win it.
I don't disagree from the standpoint. People do remember, and it's the great redemption story. People love a redemption story, and this is set up for him. He wasn't supposed to pitch game one, but because of the way that the cards fell, Chris, Buehler's their ace now, right? Kershaw's dropped down. He's 2 or 3, and Buehler should have been starting game one, and instead, here's Kershaw on the mound with a chance to do something to put the Dodgers. They win tonight. He pitches 7 strong innings or something like that, and they win. Your mindset changes. Then you know he's got one more. He could be on the mound for the clincher, right? He could be.
Right.
And then you would think totally different. So he has a chance at redemption. And I think most people, Chris, normally would be rooting for the Rays, the underdog, the big bad Dodgers, right?
Right, right.
I think most people are rooting for the Dodgers and this redemption story, especially with Clayton Kershaw.
You know what? I would agree. I would agree. I do think outside of Florida or even Tampa, most people are pulling for the Dodgers. Look, if you're of any, you know, relative age, the Dodgers, if you're young, you've watched them get to the World Series or win their division for the last 7-8 years. If you're older, you remember when the Dodgers were, you know, one of the great teams in the league and getting to the World Series and winning them. So I agree that people would love to see them get over the hump. I would love to see them get over the hump. I would love to see Clayton Kershaw getting over the hump. Everybody knows he's a great guy. He does a ton of stuff off the field. Not that that should necessarily weigh in.
No, but people like the guy. He's a good guy. He's not a guy that you can hate. Like, there's nothing about him. He just hasn't pitched well in the postseason. But there's no reason to hate Clayton Kershaw.
Absolutely.
No, just zero.
Absolutely. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are you with us when we say that we're pulling for Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers to finally exercise their World Series demons? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. It is October, and what does that mean? Well, it's Geico-ween, of course. Don't be spooked, though, by high rates on car insurance. Geico is brewing up spellbinding savings that they're crafting just for you. So how much could you save? Get a quote today at geico.com. 877-99 on Fox. Let's get to it, Rob. You and I, we'd love to see the Dodgers finally get over the hump for the first time in 32 years. You guys with us, or you want the pain to continue in Southern Cali?
877-99 on Fox. Let's kick it off with Brian in Quad Cities. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, first off, I have to disclose that I'm from Tampa Bay originally, so I won't deny that I'm biased, but here's what you guys are missing.
All right.
It's about the path the Rays took to get there. First, the evil empire in New York, and then they beat the cheaters. They beat the Houston Astros. That's why people are going to want to see the Rays win.
That's fair. No, that's fair. I mean, Brian, what did we both say? The Rays are good. We gave them their props. This is not a fluke. They had the best record in the American League, and you're right. They beat the Yankees. If you remember, the Yankees thumped them in game one, and they still wound up winning the series. And then they beat they went seven games, and they beat the Astros.
I'll give him – look, they've been a giant killer, right? Yankees, of course. And even though the Astros weren't giants this year, you know, they were
that team that cheated.
Right, and they won
But they went to the ALCS 4 years in a row, Chris. So I'll give him that.
Here's the thing, though. I don't feel like – and correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, if I'm missing this – I don't feel like that's really on people's mind. He's the first guy I've heard say that. Are other people talking about that? Like, oh, they're taking down, you know, all the big bad franchises and this and I mean, are people saying that?
I haven't heard that. But if they would have beat the Dodgers, then you'd be able to make the trek about their path.
But
and
I
what
don't
they
think
did.
Right now people are saying that. Yeah. It'd be one thing if the Dodgers had won. Maybe one or two championships in the last few years.
And then
you know?
They slayed them, right?
Yeah, then I can see it. But shoot, the Dodgers right now, they ain't the big bad wolf.
Not at all. Lewis in Denver, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hope you're doing well. Staying safe.
Yes.
I'm from California, raised in California. I'm 60 years old. I watched the Dodgers back in 1967 when they had Willie Davis in center, Maury Wills at short, Wes Parker at first base, Duke Sims behind the plate. I'm a longtime Dodger fan. I can respect what the gentleman said just before me. I like the Rays. The Rays, I believe, beat us three out of four games or two out of three earlier in the year. But let me say this. Kershaw got to step up.
Yep.
He cannot allow more than three hits in a game. He got almost a perfect game. I love him. But here's the problem. Over the last 7 years, when we couldn't get it done, it was because he couldn't shut down people.
Yes.
He would give up six runs in a game. He could not get through the fourth inning.
He's got to show up.
I agree. Can he give up four hits? If he can go seven and gives up four hits, it's about the run. I mean, he can't give up seven hits or anything, but
no.
It's really about the runs. And
I'm going to say this. The last time they faced Washington Nationals, you remember what happened? They were leading in Dodger Stadium, and he gave up back-to-back home runs on back-to-back pitches. You remember? And people started walking out of Dodger Stadium. They were so pissed at Clayton Kershaw.
Rob, so, once he gets through five, if that happens, it's first sign. I don't care if he's got a no-hitter. First sign of trouble in the sixth.
Yep.
Hit,
no, he's
batter,
out.
Walk,
anything.
Single, what, maybe even an error. Right. By a shortstop or something. I'm getting him out of there. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm getting him out of there.
We got a quick another shout out to Mitch Walker, who was a star basketball team on a basketball player on my high school team when I went to Martin Van Buren High School. So he listens to the show. He says he loves it. So I just got
okay.
a text from him.
Shout out,
Mitch Walker.
What up?
His nickname was Snake. Mitch Snake Walker. Okay. All right, Ryan in the Bay Area. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, how you guys doing? Long time listener. Been a fan of you guys since forever. And you guys
thank
are
you.
Cracking up.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I'm from the San Francisco, but I'm definitely supporting the Dodger on this one. Root for the Dodger.
Wow.
I feel like,
wow. Now that's why? Shocking. Why? Yes.
I don't. I'm actually wearing a Dodger hat right now, driving around. So.
You ain't in San. You
San Francisco
a Giants fan. I know that.
Yeah. But then I just want to say, like, I feel bad for Kershaw because two of the World Series he was against. The Astros and the Boston Red Sox, which both teams cheated. So I feel like it's a redemption for him. I feel like that kind of messed up with his confidence.
That's unfortunately, that's going to be the great unknown, right, Rob?
Yep.
Like, you're right. He could be a victim of cheating.
But here's
period.
The other thing, real quick. Is that you're right, if that was the case with the Astros. The Red Sox apparently didn't go as far as them, Chris. And then that doesn't excuse all the other times that he failed.
Right.
Do you see what
right.
I'm saying? If it
right.
was only that one time, then maybe we could buy the Astros had the signals, the signs, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's why
right.
he got lit up. But he was getting lit up before that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, Foul or Fair with Rod Allen is next. But first...
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Friend of the show, Rod Allen, is in for Foul or Fair.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, here's The Odd Couple with former MLB veteran, Rod Allen.
Yes, sir, it is Foul or Fair, The Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment we discuss all the biggest headlines around Major League Baseball. And so we have a special World Series edition tonight. In order to do so, we had to bring in a real baseball expert, not that fraud, Rob Parker.
What?
None other than our man, former MLB vet, Rod Allen. Rod, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm absolutely wonderful, fellas. How you guys doing today?
Hey, doing
great.
And let me say this really quick. I mean, I don't have to stroke him, but Rod Allen is one of the best color men to do baseball. Chris, the best part when Rod does games is he tells us what's going to happen, not just after the fact. Do you know what I mean?
Little Tony Romo.
Yes. Like he'll say, you better watch out if you're on third base. This ball could be in the dirt. You know what I mean? Like
right,
something
right,
like that.
Right, right.
Or you know, you're playing too far off the line. This guy will pull one down the line, and he'll preview what's going to happen. So I always respected that watching him do Tiger games for a long time in Detroit. All right, Rod. Me
hey,
glad handing you is over.
Give me all that love. That's
yes,
sure.
It's all over. That's why you hung up, right?
Okay. I know exactly where you were going. I know exactly what you're doing, and I appreciate that because broadcasting games at that level, you know, especially for them Tiger fans in that era where they were watching every single night, you had to be
yep.
on top of your game, man. So I felt blessed about that, and it was a lot of fun. It was the best gig in the country for about 5 years in a row.
No doubt. No
That's
doubt.
That's right. Good
all
thing
right,
Rod
go.
Is he's still on top of his game. That's why he gets the first question here in Foul or Fair. Rod, the Dodgers and the Rays have been the best two teams in baseball pretty much the entire season. But when both the Astros and the Dodgers were able to force Game 7s during that championship series, the sports media world started to buzz about the possibility of a Houston-LA World Series rematch. That said, Rod, is it foul or fair to say that Major League Baseball would have rather seen the Astros in the World Series against the Dodgers rather than the Rays?
I go foul.
That is a foul ball.
And the reason I say that is I watch a lot of baseball. I listen to a lot of baseball. There's not a lot of people in the country that wanted to see the Houston Astros in the World Series again after what they did in 2017.
We live in a forgiving country, but wait till next year. The Astros are still going to hear about what they did a few years ago. With that being said, me, myself, I wanted them to win because I'm a huge Dusty Baker fan, and I just love the show that Dusty put on the entire playoffs with everything that he talked about, and people really got a sense of how special he really is. But trust me, most folks did not want the Astros there. So the Rays are there. They've earned it. They were the best team in the American League, and now they'll go up against the Dodgers, who are the best team in the National League.
Who's it?
Rod, stop it. It's fair.
It's a fair ball.
Come on. Rematch of the World Series in which the Astros cheated. Now here's the Dodgers' chance to get revenge. Imagine the storylines. They would have been selling that left and right. And if by chance the Astros had won, it actually would have been good for baseball. Because then baseball would have been able to say, and fans would have been like, you know what? They really were the best team. They really are that good. Yeah, they cheated, but they still were the best team in baseball. So there is no way Major League Baseball preferred Tampa over the Astros.
Astros are a better team. You did not ask that question, but they did not want to see the Astros in the World Series.
I think that both of you guys made very fair points. I like both of them, but I'm going to go with Chris and fair.
It's a fair ball.
Only from this standpoint that, yes, the rematch and being, you know, you always want a villain. The Astros would have been the villain in the World Series, and the Dodgers would have been the guys on the white horses. And one other thing, I don't think it's really fair. I think that the Rays have an advantage because of the small crowds that are going to be at Globe Life. They're going to have an advantage because they'll be feeling like they really played at home in Tampa with that
right
small crowd.
That.
You know that.
That was uncalled for, Rob.
You guys have been wrong like 3 weeks in a row. That's all good.
Right.
Y'all keep doing it. I know y'all got to prep for a lot of different sports. So.
All right, we keep it moving. Question number two, Fowler Fair, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Rod, Cody Bellinger hit what amounted to be the game-winning homer during Game 7 of the NLCS and promptly separated his shoulder a few seconds later when he was celebrating with his team. Manager Dave Roberts conceded Bellinger's not 100%. He could have issues swinging the bat with that bum shoulder. So here's the question. Is it foul or fair to say the Dodgers would be better off sending Bellinger to the bench during this series?
Oh, that's foul, too.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, this guy's a game changer. I mean, the plays that he makes in the outfield, and he's already ran into a couple of them in the playoffs, and he ran into a big one just the other day. You got to have him in there. My only question is, what's wrong with Enrique Hernandez, the guy that gave him that forearm bump? They need to sit him down. He's lifting too many weights. But Corey Bellinger has to be in that line. If I know the Dodgers are talented, but this dude was Rookie of the Year, and he also was an MVP. And another thing, speaking from a professional standpoint as a hitting coach, when you have a guy that has an injury like that to the shoulder, he kind of slows everything down and swings a little shorter. He gets off tonight, in my opinion. He does something special in this series. That would be Corey Bellinger.
I would say foul.
That is a foul ball.
And my thing
is,
you
wanted to say something else. You changed your mind.
No. I'll put him out there.
I was so good, you changed your mind.
No, I'll put him out there and monitor it. If he's swinging the bat fine, he plays. If he doesn't and he's struggling, I take him out. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I'm foul as well.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, how many times have we seen a great player, even just an average player, step up through injury? Yep. And play well, even though they're injured. So I'm with Rob. You see what he can do. If he's clearly hurt, not swinging the bat well, doing nothing, you can take him out. But I try him for sure.
Guy just willing to sacrifice out. That's cool. All right, last question here. Fowler Fair, Rod Allen with the Odd Couple. The Rays bats have been asleep for most of these playoffs. Surprising to say, so they're in the World Series. They're only hitting 209 as a team.
209, and they're in the World Series?
And averaging just 4.1 runs per game during the postseason. On the flip side, Dodgers hitting 270, averaging 6.2 runs per game. So, Rod, here's the question. Is it foul or fair to say the Rays have zero chance of winning this title unless they start hitting better?
That's fair.
It's a fair ball.
And you talked about the fact that they're hitting 209. But if you take Randy Arozarena out of that lineup, then they're only hitting 185 as a team. So the one thing that the Dodgers have to do is they cannot pitch to this young man for the next couple of days until he kind of cools down. And they got to make somebody else like Brandon Lowe or Zunino, who's been sort of hot, kind of beat them. But there's no question they've got to swing the bats better if they're going to play with the Dodgers, because the Dodgers, quite frankly, they could pitch with the Rays. And if it wasn't for the outs that Gurriel and also Bregman made for Houston in the NL and the ALCS, then it wouldn't even be the Rays. It would be Houston. So the Rays definitely got to hit better if they're going to beat the Dodgers. No doubt about that. But I'm looking forward to watching Randy play again. That would be a Rosarena.
I'm saying foul.
That is a foul ball.
Look, they got here hitting poorly. They beat the freaking, you know, Yankees of all people teams. You know, they hit all the home runs. And obviously they beat the Astros, who were playing great in the postseason. Look, they obviously you want to hit better, but I'm not going to say they have absolutely no chance if they don't improve the bats. You know, four runs a game, you know, that's still enough to win in a lot of cases. So I'm foul.
You sort of straddle the question right down the middle, but what you fail to realize with Doc Roberts, he ain't going to let Randy Arozarena play tonight. He's going to walk him every time he come up.
But I'm going to go with foul from this standpoint.
That is a foul ball.
In the postseason, good pitching stops good hitting. We've seen the Dodgers with this lineup go silent. Right. We saw it happen. Those bats go away, and you can wind up losing. Good pitching, Rod Allen, and you know this beats good hitting anytime, especially in a short series.
See, you guys are playing reverse psychology right now because you're both sitting there in L.A. right now. Wait, you're both sitting there in the L.A. right now. I know you're rooting for the Dodgers, but yet you're kind of like throwing some other stuff out there. Dodgers are going to win the series. Dodgers in five, fellas. Dodgers
in five. Wow.
I got seven.
I mean, I want the Dodgers, but I'd love – you know, look, we've seen some great World Series recently.
Yes.
So I think – I don't see five. I just –
I see six or seven.
I want six or seven. Rod, great stuff, even though you're wrong
buddy.
Most of the time, but great stuff, man.
Appreciate you. You know that. Thank you,
all
buddy.
Right, later. Parker's NFL power rankings are next.
Hold on to your bonnet.
The Buccaneers get in the top five.
Are you sure?
Tom Brady making an appearance. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
That song right there might cost me 50 singles right there, Alex.
That song?
Yeah.
On a Magic City Monday.
You know, on a Magic City Monday.
I like the way you said that.
All right, it's time for Parker's NFL Power Rankings.
Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel the power?
Power.
It's Parker's Power Rankings.
Well, we got some changes.
Tom Brady.
In the Power Rankings.
Number one.
No. We got to go to five, right?
Number five.
Okay, thank you. Number five, the Green Bay Packers. At 4-1, they tumbled down, but not out of the top five. It was a bad day at the office. They were playing, had a 10-point lead, couple of turnovers, and the game really took a turn. I'm not going to bury them for one game. They're still 4-1 and leading their division.
Number four.
About the G-rated version.
All right, number four, the Seattle Seahawks at 5-0.
Wow.
They had a bye. I know you say they're 5-0. Russell Wilson's playing great. He is the MVP at this point, but their defense is still very questionable, and they've gotten lucky and beaten a couple teams late in games that have bailed them out. They could easily be like 3-2 easily, but instead they're 5-0, so you got to give them credit.
Number three.
I'll tell you who dropped out of the top five. The Baltimore Ravens, despite their 5-1 record.
Wow.
They have dropped out. I wanted to mention that before people say, well,
and
where
the Bills,
are the Ravens?
Of course.
Right. Okay. So the Ravens and Bills.
Surprise.
Number three is the Tennessee Titans. I'm sorry. Number three is the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers, who are also undefeated, 5-0. They beat up big time on the Browns, 38-7. They did everything defensively, offensively. They looked good. I was questioning how good the Steelers really were, but that was a game that they really needed. And I think that they let people know that they are for real. The Browns that came in on a high, scoring a lot of points, winning games, a 4-1 record. Pittsburgh is for real.
Number two.
Tennessee Titans. I mean, let's be honest, Chris. They're 5-0, and the way that they did it to come back and beat the Texans. And here's something to note for you. Tennessee became the first team ever in NFL history with a 350-yard passer and to have a 200-yard rusher in the same game. Think about that. Tannehill, 350-yard passer, and also Derrick Henry with 200 yards rushing. An incredible run, overtime win against their rival Texans, 42-36. They are balling. They are 5-0, and they are a real deal. Another team that maybe we thought last year was a fluke, but I'm not thinking about it like that. And number one.
Number one.
Yes, the Kansas City Chiefs. They beat Buffalo. They're 5-1. You know, they had their little loss, their little game that didn't work out. Maybe people thought maybe they were going the other way. Buffalo was a good opponent, and they got it done. They beat the Bills. And they are 5-1, so I'm going to put them at number one.
Rob, finally you've seen the light. Jordan S! They rise to number one. Not a bad list, although, of course, come on. They waxed Packers 38-10. You got
Tampa Bay has two
Tampa
losses.
Bay in there.
Tampa has two losses.
But they spanked.
No, but they still have two losses.
Chastised.
Still got two losses. I don't even have the Bears, and they're 5-1, the Bears.
Yeah. I can't put the Bears in there. You that much of a believer in them?